It's Colton Wong here at the Post.
Yes.
Sports Bar and Grill picnic table.
Hello, Colton. He was asking around in there, hey, is TMA down here at the picnic table? I really want to come on. Nice. And Roderick was able to schedule it. So I know your gold glove was and now you're at the picnic table.
Yeah, both goals have been met.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, definitely in that category. I mean, you got to have gold glove. Second, you know, then
two being on.
Yes, most people don't absolutely get on the show unless they have a couple gold
for
gloves.
Sure.
So yep. You know,
I mean,
lucky
I've
with
only
one.
Seen Yachty sit here, so it
yeah,
makes sense.
That's
yeah,
about
it's
it.
A good moment for you.
Yeah.
Actually, if there's one person you haven't seen here, it's Yachty. It's a complete opposite. Colton, welcome and congratulations on that gold glove of which we speak.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you.
When do you get it?
The award I actually get, I think, in April sometime. I got my actual glove in the locker room right now. So
yeah, Doug, get
that's
it straight.
Locked up, but.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, the award.
They'll make a big deal at Busch Stadium someday,
they
I'm
will.
Sure.
They will. That's going to be the first time I actually get to take the award home, so it'll be cool.
You know, you got tipped off ahead of everyone else knowing. This was something I think the whole city was behind you because they saw you play second base a lot and said, this guy deserves it. How do you keep a secret like that? How difficult was that? Because if
super,
that was me, I'd
difficult.
Be like wearing gold ahead of it. I would wear a gold cape.
It was super difficult. I mean, like, you know, I had my gold jacket on throughout the playoffs. You know, just kind of like throwing out hints to see if anybody would catch on. But
you got to promote yourself.
You know, luckily nobody caught on. But I mean, not being able to not tell my family or you know anybody, it was pretty tough because obviously you know it's a war that you know everybody knew I was shooting for. Everybody knew I wanted. So to finally get that award and not be able to tell anybody for about a month, it was
you
pretty
told
tough.
Family though.
I mean, honestly, I only told you know my dad and my wife was there when I got the call. So only them two really knew.
Why did they do that? Why do they want to keep it a secret from everybody?
I guess just for the whole award, you know, when they announce who won the Gold Gloves and whatnot, they don't want people to, I guess, spread the news or whatever. But
they tell you just so you're available for an interview or something?
I guess, yeah, that or I'm not exactly sure why they told us so early, but I mean, I was pretty stoked about it. I was a little skittish at first. I was like, I don't really know if this is true or not. Like my agents told me, I'm like, okay, but why so early?
Yeah,
it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. I never heard this. Were you wearing this, the cat, that this is the way that it works with Colton?
Yeah. I know after the fact from him.
But you didn't know about this until Colton?
I'm not on the list of people he would give a heads up.
No, I know, but like other guys who have won gold gloves, you know?
Yeah.
Like that it's a weird deal. So this is always how it is, like when Molina wins like every other year, it seems?
Yeah, I have no idea. I'm guessing.
Yeah, it's strange. It is a strange. You would think at some point somebody would inevitably leak it, you know? Not necessarily one of you guys, but like one of their friends or something like that.
I mean, in honesty, we've won many awards,
right?
And they always give us a heads up. What I'm saying is, if we ever win an award,
right,
they'll give us a heads up for radio.
I bet it wasn't a coincidence that you finally win when you have maybe your best offensive season. Doesn't that seem like the way it works?
That's kind of what I've heard from everybody. Everyone else told me is like, you know, obviously, you know, being a good defender is one thing, but you got to kind of have somewhat of an offensive year to go with it. And
seems unfair though.
Yeah, that seems stupid.
Honestly, it does. You know, because the year before that, I was. You know, I looked at the numbers, and obviously DJ out hit me by a lot that year, and made sense why he won the Gold Glove. So I figured, you know, I put up a decent amount of you know offense this year to hopefully you know get that Gold Glove.
One year, Rafael Palmeiro won the Gold Glove at first base. He played 12 games. Not to diminish your award in any way.
Seems like you were.
You are a little bit. You seem like you're out of line.
Seem like you're calling it a joke.
As soon as that left my mouth, I thought, no, don't think that. That's the same with your situation.
This is Colton Wong's last appearance on TMA.
We better make it good.
One year he had a huge offensive season. It was mostly a DH, played 12 games at first base. He won a gold glove.
That's crazy.
So one of the big stories in the offseason, Ozuna signs with Atlanta. Obviously there were some offensive inconsistencies team-wise on the team last year, and now they lose a productive hitter. In your opinion, because you know the questions, I'm sure, does this team have enough offense to get where they were last year and surpass it?
I think we do. You know, obviously, you know, losing Ozuna is a huge, huge hit to our team. You know, we know how good he was, you know, on the field. And, you know, kind of solidifying that four-hole for us was huge. You know, but obviously looking at like Tyler O'Neill, Lane Thomas, you know, all these young guys that we have, you know, it's going to be interesting to give them that opportunity to go out there and play and see what they can do. Because we know, you know, as an offense, what we can bring. You know, obviously with Ozuna, it was you know, another level. But, you know, I mean, you look at a guy like O'Neill who, you know, is a 30-homer guy every year. You know, if he does what he, you know, has been doing in the minor leagues, it's not a knockoff on, you know, our left fielder. It's going to be, you know, right where we need to be. So, you know, honestly, really excited to see, you know, how these young guys come out, you know, the excitement they bring, and, you know, we're going to need it.
Colton, I'm curious what your thoughts are on what your infielding peer Matt Carpenter had to say to Rick Hummel. He was talking about some of the off-season criticism from some of the fans for lack of activity on bringing in another offensive player to replace Ozuna.
Yeah.
And he said, I don't follow chatter from fans a ton, but there might be some frustration from fans that would say, for a team that was so good, why wouldn't you go out and just add what was obviously a missing piece? More offense. You could imagine we could be even better. I don't know if you get this feeling, but we went to the NLCS last year, and I don't feel like it's been celebrated as much as it should be. We should look at last year and say, wow, we won the division. Let's go back to the beginning. Who thought we were going to win that division? And so what his premise is that people are, and I would be one of them, I thought there would be an offensive acquisition. I'm surprised that there hasn't been to date.
Sure.
That the fan base, there is, and I don't know if you know this or pay attention to it, it might be easier and better not to pay attention to it, is a little angst-ridden going into the season going, man, the defense pitching was great.
Yeah.
But the offense struggled. It was highlighted in the series against the Nationals, and there hasn't been an addition. And so some of the fan base are frustrated. You guys, of course, are going to take care of each other inside the room, but that's the perception of the fan base. What is your thought on that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, being a Cardinal for as long as I have, I understand where the fans are coming from. You know, this organization is built to win. They expect to win. So, you know, it puts that expectation on us as well. But at the end of the day, you know, we can't really, as players, you know, sit back and hope for – you know, our GM to bring somebody in or hope for this. You know, at the end of the day, you know, we are our team. We know who we have in that clubhouse. And, you know, when it comes down to game one, you know, we're excited to throw out who we have in here. You know, obviously getting any kind of acquisition of a big player would be huge to any team, you know, but, you know, you got to be confident in what you have in there. And obviously we ran into some horses, you know, in the playoffs last year in Washington. And I mean, you know, obviously we lost to the World Series champs, so that's not a big knock on anybody. You know, so if you look at it, the year last year, we had a really good year last year. It was just we ran into the world champs who, you know, just felt like they weren't going to be stopped.
When you guys were, I'm sure you text with guys and hang out with guys during the off season. Were you guys kind of expecting that there would be a move?
You know, it's you always think that there's a chance of a move happening. Obviously, when you look at our team and you look at the amount of outfielders we have and the amount of talent that we have on this team, you kind of not hope, but you tend to see, you know, a trend of, you know, something might happen. But, you know, we also know how good the Cardinals are on keeping the young talent and, you know, allowing them to bloom into players that they are. So it was one of those things where you never really expect a trade to happen, but if it does, you know that it's going to be a good trade for us. And, you know, the Cardinals are always looking to, you know, get themselves better, or if not, you know, they're going to keep the guys that they know it's going to, you know, hopefully help them out later on down the road.
When the young guys put up big numbers, at some point you just kind of have to let them play. I mean, you kind of ran into that too, where you thought you were ready to get longer chance than what you got there in the early years.
Absolutely. You know, and that's the biggest thing, too. It's like, you know, at some point you need to understand that, you know, these young guys need their opportunities to go out there and prove themselves. You know, you can't just always rely on veterans. You can't always just rely on, you know, having, you know, going out and find the next big thing. You know, you got to have that opportunity to trust in your farm system, trust in the guys coming up to know that they can do the job that you've drafted them for. You know, I think that's the biggest thing. When I got drafted and coming through the system, I just wanted that chance for somebody to look at me and be like, man, I want to give this guy an opportunity to play every day. Because obviously I told, you know, everybody that when I was kind of starting my career that I'm not somebody who's going to do it every single day, but I'm going to bring something to the table every single day, whether it's my defense, offense, base running. You know, that's how it goes, and I think that's the biggest thing with these young guys. They just need that opportunity to go out there and just play.
And they almost have to do it immediately, because
yeah,
if they don't, well, you've had 20 at bats and you have two hits. I guess you're not ready.
Yeah, you know, it's a cutthroat world out here, man. And you know, if you don't put up right away, you know, you tend to get shoved to the back. So, you know, obviously it's tough for a young guy, but also just giving them the opportunity would be huge.
Not just your defense, but across the board, a hugely improved defensive team, the Cardinals last season. That's one of the things that Mike Schilt said that they had to get better. Goldschmidt at first base, you hear a lot of guys saying, well, that helps everyone. I mean, you're closest to him defensively.
Yeah.
How did the addition of Goldschmidt help the infield defense?
Oh, tremendously. I mean, you could even put, like, a number, you know, on how much he's helped our defense. Just being able to catch, you know, all these balls that, you know, Paulie and I were fortunate enough to just get there. You know, and when you have someone like Goldschmidt, you're like, all right, you know, there's a really, really good chance he's going to make this play for me. So, you know, having that and then just, you know, the leader, obviously people see him and, you know, he doesn't talk much, he doesn't say very much, but behind closed doors or, you know, one-on-one or just in a little group setting, you know, Goldie has so much things to tell you about, you know, just the game and what he's learned and what has helped him. And, you know, just being able to just, you know, feed us more knowledge You know, he's one of the best at it.
Colton Wong, kind enough to be sitting down with us here at the Post Sports Bar and Grill picnic table. Our 15th year of broadcast from Jupiter, Florida for Cardinal Spring Training here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After, presented by Ravensburg Incorporated and Budweiser. Budweiser, the official beer sponsor of the St. Louis Cardinals. So I'm curious what your perspective is on what we have learned over the offseason with regard to the 2017 World Champions. Your former teammate Luke Voigt came in to the studio this offseason, Colton, and I did an interview with him, and I said, you know, he is on the Yankees. He wasn't on the 17 team.
Yeah.
And I said, what's your reaction to that? I know you were hurt last year when you guys lost to him. And he goes, and he paused, and he thought, but he goes, it's about time. In other words, that there had been rumblings around that was going on. Had you heard rumblings that was going on?
Yeah, I've heard a few things about, you know, sign stealing and whatnot, but, you know, not playing against that team, you know, basically ever. You know, you play against them once every 3 years. It's hard to really, you know, pinpoint anything, but to see, you know, all the things coming out and, you know, whatnot, it's pretty incredible, man. I mean, you know, this is the highest, you know, you can get it in your baseball career, and to get to this point and have somebody kind of going behind your back and using, you know, all these other things to take advantage of you as a player, you know, I think for me it takes somebody, you know, it takes a different person, because you got to be able to go to bed at night knowing that, you know, I have a possibility of ending someone's career because of what I'm doing. So
the thing I was thinking, I don't know, I mean, you guys are, I mean, this is your job as much as we look at it from a fan standpoint and cheering for the team that we like. It is how you make a living, and you only have so many years to do it, and if everybody else is doing it, then you feel like, okay, I got to do it. I think that's how the PED thing blew up. But as far as winning a championship goes, I'd be like, man, I know we won, but I kind of, in the back of my mind, I know in part we won because we were doing this. It wouldn't feel the same as if you did it, you know, on the level.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, that just goes to show, I mean, you know, people talk about, like, steroids and, you know, cheating and what's the difference between both of those. And I think, honestly, it's harder, you know, taking steroids and going up to hit than going up to hit knowing what pitch is coming. You know, I think you ask any player that, they're going to give you that right away. So, obviously, it's one of those things where Major League Baseball needs to do a better job of figuring that out, because, you know, if you're going to ban guys for PEDs and, you know, all this stuff, honestly, PEDs don't tell you what pitch is coming. You know, if you know that as a hitter, changes your whole perspective.
Bigger advantage than PEDs.
Bigger swings. You know, you understand what's coming. You know how to take them. You know what you're looking for. You know, if I know a curveball is coming, I know exactly what curveball I want to hit. You know, I know where it has to pop up. I know where, you know, where, you know, at a certain amount of feet, you know, I want to see that ball. You know, it makes hitting, I mean, tremendously easier.
Altuve was right on that breaking pitch that Chapman threw him for the home run, wasn't he?
Honestly, he, man, after that home run, it kind of opened a lot of guys' eyes, I think, you know, because nobody sits on a slider off Chapman. Obviously, Altuve is one of the best hitters in the game. You know, no taking that away from him. But to pull, you know, outside slider like that to left field, man, you know, something, I don't want to, you know, stir any rumors or whatnot, but, God, that was incredible how he hit that ball, man.
You know, to me, the amazing thing about it is that though some people have denied that they knew, like, Luno and everything, but that had to be tolerated by everyone to continue on that way.
Yeah.
I mean, the manager had to look the other way. There's reports that it was embraced in some corners of the front office. Mm-hmm. For that to go on to that extent and keep growing before that's the amazing part, that no one said we shouldn't be doing this.
It's because everybody was so focused on just winning a World Series. Yeah, I mean, obviously that's what we're all doing this for, man. But, you know, there's a sense of pride on doing it just on straight hard work and talent and a team coming together and gelling as a family and, you know, pushing through. Like, you got to tip your hat to the Nationals, you know, and what they did last year. You know, that team beat, you know, some of the best teams in baseball. And, you know, they were literally counted out at the All-Star break.
Yeah.
You know, so it's one of those things, man, where, you know, that's the beauty of baseball is when you see something like that, you know, a team like that come together and beat a team who, you know, supposedly cheated throughout the World Series. You know, it's baseball finds a way of humbling everybody, I think, and, you know, that was one way of it showing its way through, I guess, the Astros.
Enjoying this conversation with you, Colton. Thank you for the time. I want to get your perspective on what the report was yesterday that Rob Manfred's considering expanding the playoffs to 7 teams, and then teams will get to pick who they play.
Yeah.
Your thoughts?
Honestly, I didn't really get a chance to look into it too much. I kind of just, you know, skimmed through it. But it would be kind of funny, honestly. You know, if you're the team kind of at the bottom and somebody picks you, it just gives you a little extra fuel for the fire, you know. So, obviously, you know, a lot of guys I've heard, you know, hated this whole thing, hated the thought of it. But, I mean, it would definitely, you know, if like I say, if we're, you know, on the lower bracket and someone picks us, it's going to give us that extra bit of, you know, intensity to go out there and, you know, beat some butt. So, it's just one of those things, man. I didn't get a chance to really look into it and, you know, all the logistics behind it. But, I mean, hey, you know, they're changing a bunch of things in baseball. You got to learn to adapt.
Colton, we appreciate it. We've already kept you longer than we planned to. Thanks so much for coming by, man. Really good conversation. We always appreciate it. And don't lose the excitement you have for the Gold Glove after what Doug said to you. He was out of line, and that was
Rafael Palmeiro. That was years ago. They do it differently now.
You called it a meaningless award, basically. Yeah.
Oh, he won the Gold Glove. Who cares? Colton, thank you so much. We appreciate it, man. There he is, Colton Wong, with us here on the Ryan Kelly Morning.